Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We have Phil TV and HD going right now. That is a live-streaming video cast of our show. With a backstage pass, you can watch that. You can get our podcast tomorrow. You can listen to our live stream for free. It's not live. It's our stream that we make available to you guys the following day, and it's free. But if you want to get the podcast, you get a BSP and you get all kinds of multiple hours of great entertainment. PhilHendryShow.com. And our shop is open. We've got a couple of items that are going to be coming in here for the summer months. We will be talking tonight, if we do have time, we'll be talking tonight about the L.A. school district that has been hit with these multiple charges of child molestation. It's just beyond belief. And we'll have, if we do have time, we'll have Glenn Gladell, who is an attorney, to talk with us about that. We'll have one of our regulars, a contributor, frequent contributor, very popular contributor on our show here in a moment, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're going to talk with Ms. Dooley and her husband, Steve, about the rights of immigrant workers arrived in this country, working in this country, who are here legally, and what their rights are, what the pitfalls are, what they're still facing. You know, it's interesting, Ms. Dooley, I was watching TV here just a moment ago, and I saw Joe Arpaio. It's the show, I forget the name of the show.
I know it. It's the Police Women of Maricopa County.
Well, the Sheriff Women.
Yeah, that's it. It's Police Women or Female Officers of Maricopa County.
Yeah, we know the show, yeah.
And I was looking, I have to tell you, Joe Arpaio has been up front and center with the immigrant fight there in Arizona. But this had nothing to do with immigrants. He was arresting deadbeat dads, you know.
Well, I'm not a big fan of his. I would love to be able to say that I support his efforts at arresting deadbeat fathers. I will say that that's the one thing that he's gotten right, but what he has done with immigrants, Phil, I just...
You're not in agreement at all?
No, I'm not.
Well, tell me what you're up against here, because I know that you and your husband got involved in this for personal reasons.
You want
to... Oh,
well, Phil, my husband, Steve, is a very successful, a wildly successful landscape architect, and we were planning a little bit of a barbecue for himself and for some of the guys that work with him. I have had a young woman working for me for about 6 months named Veronica. She was on her way here yesterday.
Now, she does what?
Well, she's basically a domestic. And by that, I mean she does cleaning. She can do some cooking. She was going to assist in preparing for this party that we had scheduled for Saturday afternoon. As I mentioned to you, she was traveling here yesterday with her sister. They were pulled over by a Los Angeles County sheriff. They both had California-issued ID cards. The sheriff who pulled them over, the sheriff deputy who pulled them over, asked for the driver's license of Veronica's sister, the young lady. But what is Veronica's sister's name? I don't know.
Bertie or Bertha?
Bertie? Bertha? Bertie. And so they asked Bertie for her driver's license, and she handed the police officer her ID. And Veronica handed the ID to the police officer.
Did she have a driver's license?
Well, hold on for a minute, because I'm getting to the point of what I'm trying to say to you. I was expecting Veronica. Her sister has work here in the neighborhood as well. The police officer detained the sister, would not release them, and apparently placed the sister into some kind of custody, I think. Veronica was not able to make it here yesterday. She had to get a ride that would only take her back to her home. And this was the result of an overzealous detective or sheriff or member of the sheriff's department arresting a young woman who clearly had identification.
Well, she did not have a driver's license.
Well, Ms. Rennery, a driver's license is a good faith effort.
My husband believes, Phil, that a driver's license, the ID is a good faith effort toward the driver's license. Steve was telling me, and he also believes in, and wants me to express to you that when you consider the number of people in America that don't know how to drive, who are born and raised here, who drive terribly, to ask this young woman who gave the police officer an ID card.
But it was not a driver's license.
But my husband believes, Phil, and what the point that I want to make, the ID card for an immigrant from either Mexico, Central America, or South America is a good faith effort toward showing that they want to get the driver's license. They have not yet gotten the driver's license.
But because they have not yet gotten the driver's license, they therefore are still not legal, regardless of the good faith effort.
Well, Steve was saying, Phil, to me earlier, and wanted me to communicate to you the following thing. And as I said earlier, while the ID is not a driver's license, people who are born and raised in the United States, people born and raised in the state of California or anywhere else, they don't drive any better than the average immigrant from Mexico. So it's a good faith effort to have that ID to say...
Well, why not just go all the way and get the driver's license? Are you saying that...
To say that they need to get... Well, this is my point, Phil. And it's Steve's point. To say that they need to get the driver's license is essentially telling them to go an extra step beyond what the average American has to go through. Because the average American only needs to get the driver's license even though they don't even know how to drive.
Well, that isn't true. You know.
Well, it is true, Mr. Henry, but a lot of him on the road.
Well, my husband believes that there is... The average American may go through a driver test, he may go through a written test, but the evidence out there on the highways is very clear. People don't know how to drive. And to enforce some driving ability on an immigrant that the average American does not have is unconstitutional. And my husband believes that is really at the crux here.
Well, what happened, Bobby, what you're telling me is... You had a woman that works for you, does domestic work for you. She didn't make it to work because her sister was stopped and, I guess, taken into custody for not having a driver's license?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And that's going to happen, even if you have a suspended license. Suspended license, no license. But
it's going to happen to people who don't have a driver's license, but she had her ID.
Gentlemen, you understand, Mr. Henry, they had their legal ID, issued ID in the state of California, the ID.
All right, but I mean, there's nothing that says an immigrant who has just landed here in the United States only needs to have an ID to drive a car, right?
Well, we think that the spirit of the law, and Steve believes the spirit of the law, is yes.
Yeah, well, I think they only need that.
Why?
Because
because that ID represents a good faith effort toward a driver's license. Look, these are people that we rely on, and as I tried to say at the very beginning here, this was a girl that was on her way over to our home to help me with a function that we were planning this weekend unfortunately now I'm going to be hard-pressed to find someone, and I'll literally... I guess have to walk up and down the street and knock on doors to see if I can use whoever day labor they've got or whatever they got, because this girl worked for me. And
yeah, her sister is stopped by the cops. She doesn't have a driver's license. Now I hear what you're saying. You know, the ID that they got is a good faith effort at getting a driver's license.
That is correct. And my husband also believed, but one more thing. That ID is equal to a driver's license for a regular American.
That's right.
Because a regular American really doesn't do much to get a driver's license. They don't.
Well, now, hold on for just a minute.
They don't. Well, my husband believes that even if they take a driver's test, they take a written test. The evidence is out there on the road every day. People can't drive.
Wait, okay, but you can't say that they don't learn how to drive because you're right. I had to take a driving test. Okay. And
well, Mr. Henry, have you taken a driving test then?
Have you taken a driving test since then?
I can't remember. I took a driving test. I've had a driver's license in Florida, in California. The only other driving test besides a California driving test I took was a Florida driving test because I think my license had expired by the time I got to Florida. So I took a driving test there, one. I took a driving test as a kid here, and the rest has been...
You renew by mail.
Exactly.
Right. So you could, your driving skills could have eroded immensely. But no one is testing for that. In the meantime, a young woman that I need for a party that we are holding for a business that is my husband's and is very, very important to, obviously, our well-being and the happiness of our home, I am not going to be able to have it the way I want to have it because even though they had the ID...
But that's good enough driver's license.
Which is as good as a driver's license. They were... Veronica's sister was taken into custody.
You guys are advocating that a ID should be all that's required of an immigrant here in the United States.
That my husband believes that here, when they first arrive, yes, the only thing you need is that legal ID. That will be your driver's license, your legal ID. In some instances, it can act as a credit card or some kind of a debit card where... if you could use that for a California repository of money where immigrants can go and use it as a debit card to draw money from either a state or a federal bank.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, you're telling me now that someone comes to the country, they have an ID card, and they use it also as a credit card, and they don't need a driver's license.
No, because you're not hearing, Mr. Henry.
No, you really need to hear this. You really have to just stop and hear it. They don't need the driver's license because most Americans don't really know how to drive.
That's the most important thing.
All right, we're going to get back. Bobby, Steve, hang on for me, please.
Of course.
Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And basically, the point they're laying out here is that people who are recently arrived immigrants, like in her case, a domestic who's from Mexico, they don't need a driver's license. Just an ID is sufficient. A young lady that works for her got arrested by the police because she didn't have a driver's license. This ID should also be a credit card for them. It can also be a driver's license, but it should be all-encompassing and... apparently, according to her, these people got arrested for no reason. Your thoughts on this? I know what I think. You got to have a driver's license. You got to have a driver's license. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we have Bobby and Steve Dooley, frequent contributors to our program, on the line. We're talking tonight about the rights of immigrants. Mr. and Mrs. Dooley are at the forefront of a group of people that want to recraft the laws as they pertain to immigrant workers. Now, this was a young lady that you had working for you. Does she still work for you?
Well, I can't keep her employed if she's not able to get to our home. And she was using her sister's transportation. Her sister is now scared to death of driving, which means now those are two young women who are out of the work pool. And those are two young women that a couple of... I know one of the... one of my girlfriends who relies very heavily on Bertie's work, and Veronica's been with me for 6 months. What we want to see, Phil, is simply this. It doesn't have to be, it does not have to be a large trauma, I think, for law enforcement or for our lawmakers simply state the ID, if it is held by a Mexican, a Central American, or a South American, is sufficient as a driver's license. Again, the ID, if it is held by Mexicans, Central Americans, or South Americans, is perfectly fine as a driver's license. And that way, I would not be faced with what I'm faced with. And my husband has been at the forefront of this for a long time.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. The ID is sufficient as a driver's license for people from Mexico, Central America, and South America. Let's talk to James here on the Phil Henry Show. James, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Just want to comment on this. I am a police officer. A driver's license is required to drive a motor vehicle upon a roadway. And a lot of people think that just because they have a driver's license that they have a right to drive. It's not a right. It's a privilege. And people have to earn that privilege, and they got to do what's legal on the road to keep that privilege. We suspend drivers all the time for DUI, et cetera, et cetera. These immigrants want to come into our country legally. Great. It sounds like this is a legal immigrant here. Why should we have a different standard for this person who's trying to be a U.S. citizen than we do for any other U.S. citizen? An ID.
Well, it's a good faith effort.
An ID card is not a good faith effort. Driver's license is not a good faith effort.
James, you're a police officer. You're a police officer, and you see how Americans drive. Americans drive horribly.
Yeah,
and so why should a Mexican have to drive better?
Submitting your name and information to get an ID card, a piece of paper or a piece of plastic that says this is who I am, is not a good effort towards saying I can drive. It's not a good.
Well, no, I don't think the officer understands me, Phil. I'm saying to you, if you can listen to me, I'm saying.
I have. You keep interrupting.
That if the Mexican, I've listened to you, officer. You know, you must be really used to talking at people. And I know you have a badge, but why don't you listen?
Let's not be rude, Ms. Dooley.
Well, I think he's not hearing me. I'm saying, I know that it's illegal. What we're trying to do is make it an absolutely legal piece of identification. If you pull over only Mexicans and they have this ID, then it's good for a driver's license. Now, you say it's not. I know that. We would like to make it so. And the average American with a driver's license, they can't drive any further than the White Castle.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All right. James, comment?
Sure. Good faith effort. An ID card is a good faith effort towards having a driver's license. It's not the same application process. It is not a good faith effort towards getting a driver's license. Matter of fact, some people, once they lose their driver's privileges, choose to get an ID card because their driver's license has been taken away from them. They have no ability to get another driver's license. That ID card has nothing to do with a driver's license. It simply identifies the person from a state.
Okay.
Well, you're giving a lot of political opinions for a police officer, isn't that?
What's wrong with that?
I would rather he just not.
Are you allowed to do that?
Okay, yes, he is. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Maybe they're not, and maybe that's why a lot of police officers don't like us to say where they are working. Here is, or what agency they work for. Here's Cody, but I think they ought to be allowed to speak. Cody, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you for having me, Phil. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs.
Yes, sir.
Dooley. I've been listening for quite some time, and I don't understand why you're already doing the condescending before I even stated my
already? Question. What do you mean already?
The condescending that you did to the officer.
Right.
Just called. Let me just share my opinion, and you can agree with it or disagree with it, but let's have a conversation.
Whatever.
Okay, my point is similar to that of the officers, which is if somebody's going to enter the country, this is a melting pot. I invite anyone, but I don't understand how you equate an ID with the ability to drive. Yes, Americans are terrible drivers. I spend a lot of time on the road. I'm with you on that 100%. No question.
Exactly.
But there has
to be some
type of test that everyone has to take in order to make sure that everyone is capable of knowing the laws and following them. And like the outside,
that's not a good faith effort.
What about the good faith effort? What about the good
faith effort? Is great and a lot of things, maybe for payment for a credit card, so you don't get shut off. But not something that society as a whole views as something necessary.
Mm-hmm.
A good litmus test of what type of driver you're going to be when you go into a registry and you take an exam. Most states, or a lot of states, also have drive is education, mm-hmm. courses that are mandatory. Mm-hmm. You need to take a written.
Okay, listen, we got to take a break, Cody. That's very good. Very, very good call, and I appreciate it very much. And he broke that down, you know, pretty well.
What he's missing, Phil, and what a lot of your callers are missing, these are Mexican immigrants who are, we need in our workforce, and what we're trying to do is get them legal and get them to their places of work. And in this short term, oh my,
Phil, hold on.
Henry.
Oh my God.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us as we talk about immigrant rights, as you and your husband have described this, Bobby, and that is domestic workers, I guess any kind of worker.
Mostly domestic, Phil, because these are the people that we rely on a daily basis, I think, more heavily than any other of the immigrants. And we have to get them to our homes and to our schools and to our places of business, wherever they may be working. This is a practical problem that I had. And my husband feels, given the fact that this was a very important function, this was going to be a function for his job, that this young woman that was going to work for us is suddenly not able to get here because her sister, who had an ID card, a legal ID card.
But not a driver's license. And this is the, and I hear what you're saying. The driver's license is a moot point because most Americans can't drive.
Well, my husband believes that because if you go out on the roads and you see how bad the driving is, how can we in good conscience, how can we, in morally, really, how can we have the moral high road and demand that Mexicans get a driving lesson or a driving test when we ourselves don't know how to drive? And my husband believes that the fairest thing to do is to just have them get this ID card and call it a wash.
Just call it a wash because they're going to be a lot better off.
All right. Hold on. 877-876-7445. Calling it a wash means just letting them use their ID as a driver's license. And, you know, this is all a matter of opinion as to whether or not Americans are good drivers or bad drivers or whatever. Here is David. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm a professional truck driver. I've been driving for 20 years. And you're wanting to put immigrants on the highway jeopardize my life and your life?
Not to jeopardize your life.
Yeah,
people
are
already jeopardizing your life.
No, because you yourself, lady, are on
hours.
An identification card is an ID card. Leave it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make something that's not.
But a driver's license should mean that you know how to drive.
They do not have the rights of American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Well, a driver's license should mean you know how to drive, and it doesn't in the United States.
Yeah, driver's license, most people drive like crap.
Yeah, okay, they drive like crap. Okay, I drive 8,000-pound vehicles up and down the highway every day. All right.
Yes, if you drive like crap, you probably kill people. You drive. I'm not saying you do drive like crap. You probably drive good, but you got to deal with a lot of people who do drive crap.
But
if you're driving a vehicle,
I have to be defensive and but down here around the border, these people do not know what they're doing. They can kill somebody, go back across the border, and be scot-free. All right? And you're wanting
I don't think it's likely. Well, but, David, I don't think it's likely someone's going to come across the border to try to get work in America, and the first thing they're going to want to do is run someone over. More likely, they're going to drive as safely as they can to get to where they're going.
Yeah, they're going.
And then they get pulled over.
10 times slower than everybody else. And
well, would you rather them go really? I don't know what they're doing. All I know is there are Americans with driver's licenses that are breaking the speed limit, that are driving their motorcycles dangerously, that are tailgating. You've seen them. You're in a truck. You have to control that truck, and someone cuts you off. So, and those are Americans.
But what you're saying, therefore, because Americans drive crappy, Mexicans shouldn't have to get driver's licenses.
Talk about fair play.
It's fair play for Mexico.
Fair play for Mexico.
Yes.
They are Mexicans. They are coming over here to take home work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Y'all are putting them to work, and y'all are putting them to work, and they are sitting there coming over here and saying, why don't you hire an American to do your job instead of a Mexican?
Well, because Americans are, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but Americans are.
They're lazy.
They're a lot lazier.
The lazier, huh? Are you sure it's...
They're absolutely... You hire an American, and more than like the American is going to sit there, you'd swear that they were Mexicans, because they're sitting under a tree, and they're eating, and they're singing.
Americans?
Yes.
Yeah, you hire an American, I'd see them sit under a tree and sing.
You almost live with silver spoons in your mouth all your life. Because the way you see the world is totally wrong.
Well, what do you mean totally wrong? I hire an American, and they sit under a tree and play a harmonica, and I've got to kick them in the rear end and get them going. A lot of cattle drive trash. You get these guys right off the trail, the Sedalia Trail. So what we're trying to do is just get, all I wanted was some domestic help for a party. I hired a couple of very hardworking girls. They had a legal ID. The sheriff arrested her anyway. And meanwhile, there's an American out there that's driving and killing and killing and driving, and I don't know.
A lot of Americans just drive the way they want to do.
There's an old saying, there's the way it is and there's the way it ought to be, and you guys are talking about the way it ought to be, which I understand, but the way that it is something that we're going to have to deal with sooner or later. Listen, David, I appreciate your call very much. Our number, 877-876-7445. Here is another David on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
You heard my point, right?
I did hear your point, yeah.
Yeah, the first thing
I made a point, David, about...
I think...
To the new David?
I made my point because I've been listening to
your
point.
Well, yes, I just want to... Are you the new David?
He's the new David, yes.
So go ahead. I got to tell you, I have driven cars illegally in the past, and I learned my lesson. I learned to do things the right way. I know for one thing, a good safe effort would be to get a driver's permit.
Mm-hmm.
Get that from just taking a written test. You don't even have to take a driving test.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I've been in the construction industry, and I may be a little jealous at times, but I'll have to admit, 90% of the Mexicans and the Hispanics that I have met are very hardworking and put a lot of Americans to shame.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is, that would be unfair to all the other immigrants. What about all the other immigrants? You're saying to just do this for Mexicans?
What it is a checklist. There has to be a.
I think they should at least get a permit, a driver's permit. That is a good safe effort.
I would agree with that.
I've been pulled over
for Europeans. You're right. I would agree with that for Europeans. But the Mexicans, we've got to get in here and get settled. And the reason, you asked me the reason what we want is a checklist. We want a, in terms of desirability, I guess, and I shouldn't say that, but...
it's been a long time since we've had desirability for immigrants, but we feel the most desirable immigrant right now has got to be the Mexican. And then you go
a lot of Hispanic people are hardworking. Not just Mexicans. A lot of the Hispanic people they have to improve themselves. They're sending money back to their families. And I can't blame any human being trying to improve their
lives. But that's what we're saying. We're saying Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans, particularly South Americans from Tierra del Fuego, from the further southern areas.
I'm unemployed right now, and I mean...
That's why.
It's hard to do. Yeah, a lot of Mexican people have taken a lot of construction jobs, but I still...
But that's my point. If we didn't have these Americans sitting under trees and playing their guitar...
All right, we're talking over each other.
Americans do.
Good point, David.
But again, Phil, I think Americans need to work. But if I've got a Mexican who's willing to work a little bit through his lunch hour, and I have an American who cannot wait to get a harmonica out or get a banjo out or whatever they're doing.
You've got this sort of
the Mexican guy and make him work through his lunch hour when he has a right to have that lunch hour too. Because it sounds like
if he wants to get into my good graces, I mean, I'm going to likely want to keep him working, and the American can go down the road. You know?
You're going to fire the American because the American simply took his lunch break. That's you know. All right, David, thank you for your call.
What are you talking about?
You're going to fire the American because he simply took his lunch break. The Mexican is going to get the work because he worked 15 minutes more.
There's something about a man who sits under a tree playing a harmonica that I think is insulting to another man that's working.
All right. Thank you, David, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. What is that? I don't understand what that is when you say that is there's something about a man that sits under a tree playing a harmonica that's insulting.
Well, the guy sitting there playing a harmonica.
You know, my husband feels, Phil, that when a man's working hard and another man is sitting and he's playing a kazoo or whatever he's doing, it's almost as if he's saying, ha ha, to you, you're working, ha ha. And that I will not abide.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Should we just allow Mexican, Central American, and South American workers to have an ID that is sufficient for a driver's license? They don't need to get a driver's license, simply the ID, because it wouldn't be fair to ask them to get a driver's license when most Americans don't know how to drive. Here is Keith on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Keith.
Oh, Phil. I just listened to this. I can't believe the comments. You know, you want to exclude a whole segment of our population that works hard to get a driver's license and mm-hmm. abide by the laws, and mm-hmm. allow one section to have an ID, a state ID, mm-hmm. and say, "Oh, that's good for a driver's license." That's mm-hmm. about the most racist comment you can make.
Well, no, that's not racist, because we're talking about nationalities.
You want to exclude everybody else.
If it's racist, what about Mexican-Americans? I'm not talking about them.
Well, yes, you're excluding them. You're being racist to them, too. I mean, hardworking Americans.
How am I being racist to them but not racist to the other Mexicans?
Because you're
that's
saying
not racism.
A good, hardworking American-Mexican has a driver's license.
Yes.
And you're saying, okay, these immigrants from South America, they don't need one because they're here, they want to work, and everything else. So we should just exclude all laws for them and give them an ID and say that's good for everything. That's
only
wrong.
Because my husband believes that most Americans don't know how to drive.
Yeah, most Americans drive crappy anyway.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. You want to circumvent mm-hmm. laws to exclude the rest of society to help one small segment of society? That's wrong.
Well, we already do it when it comes to, and I can certainly understand the thinking behind, for instance, we don't allow gays to marry. So there are segments of society that do not get rights. And
wait a second here. Segments of society that don't get rights, you're saying all of society.
Well, no, I'm simply saying that everyone in America can have their driver's license. It doesn't mean you know how to drive, but if you want to get yours, that's fine.
But
a Mexican being held to the...
That comes here
mm-hmm.
from somewhere else, no mm-hmm. driver's license, mm-hmm. and they should be exempt from
uh-huh.
everybody else. You're saying, you're from South America, you don't need a driver's license. That's wrong.
Exactly, because
I'm,
if you look at... If we take you...
License.
Well, Keith, I know, but if we look at the way you drive... And then we look at the way a Mexican drives. Is there a difference? I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, maybe there's no difference, but why does he not have to have a driver's license and I do?
Because he drives just as good as you.
Because he drives, my husband said, because he drives just as good as you.
Well, still, but
well,
I
so
have
what
a
if
driver's
he...
license and they don't have to have one? Why is that?
Exactly.
Why is they better than me?
Because it's racist to ask them to go through a series of tests that Americans go through and they still can't drive.
Well,
so I don't understand that.
They don't need to take that step. They don't need to take that step. I have to take it.
Yeah, my husband, you took it.
Driver's license.
Yeah, you took it, and you still drive like a Mexican, is what you're saying. So what we're saying is they...
So
I'm sorry?
It doesn't matter. Okay, if I drive like a Mexican or I drive like whoever, I have to have that driver's license. If I don't have it, I can't even have a job.
But we're saying there was no need for you to get that driver's license because you don't drive good anyway. So
you're
why not just go with the ID?
I've been driving.
You just said you drive like a Mexican.
I don't know how I drive.
You said you drive like a Mexican, right?
I thought you guys said Mexicans drive okay. See, that's where we're getting hung up on a lot of semantical stuff. But essentially what I think you're saying is Americans don't drive well. They got driver's licenses, and it still doesn't guarantee that they drive well. So why force Mexicans?
Exactly.
Because Americans have to. And that is this gentleman's point. Americans, Keith is saying, we may not drive well, we may drive well, but we still have to get that driver's license.
No, but we don't drive.
No, we don't drive well.
Well, you know, you say we don't drive well. Keith doesn't drive well. You say he drives like a Mexican. And I thought you said they drive just as, I don't know. Keith, thank you for your call. I'm going to take a break,
Phil.
Here.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too. 877-876-PHIL. Should illegal immigrants, take it back. Should legal immigrants, should all they need to drive a car be their ID? They don't need to get a driver's license, just the ID, because the ID is a good faith effort at getting a driver's license. And besides, Americans have driver's licenses and don't drive well at all. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. That's 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I apologize to my Phil TV viewers. We had that last segment muted. That is a technical problem that we're still working on. However, we should be fine. On the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we are talking about...
Okay, if I could interrupt you, when you say muted, were we not on the air?
Well, no, we were on the air. We were on the air. Our video cast... Unfortunately, we had the audio muted for technical reasons that we're still trying to get a workaround for. All right. Anyway, our number 877-876-PHIL, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us as we talk about the rights of legal immigrants to drive. And the feeling is all they need is, quite frankly, a ID, not a driver's license. Okay, Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hello?
Jamie?
Yeah, my name is
okay.
Jamie. How you doing?
Yeah, I just had a woman on the air by the name of Jamie.
Oh, okay. My name is Jesse. How you doing, Phil?
She's your wife, Is she your wife? I guess he didn't hear me. Let's move on to another phone call. It should be fantastic. Here is Rob on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Phil. Yes, I just want to say, first of all, I wasn't even sure if these people were real callers or some kind of setup. Because
yeah.
I can't believe they're advocating something like this. I mean, the thing is, their opinion is that they're a bad driver.
Where do you live?
In California.
Well, I do, too, and I can't imagine. I don't know if you live in California, then you understand we have millions of legal immigrants here that need to get to work.
What's that got to do with that? What's that got to do with anything? They can take the test like the rest of us. I've been in countries like Vietnam, Turkey, Puerto Rico, and several other third world countries. If you think the U.S. has bad drivers, those countries make look like the Demolition Derby and bumper cars, lady.
I don't live in Turkey. I live in
the point is that your opinion about a few bad drivers is what you're
not a few
for people who don't have any idea about the rules of the road in our country and just give them a driver's license just for the heck of it. Well, why not do this? Why not have their ID be equal to a doctorate in medicine and just make them doctors too? Heck,
because it isn't. It is equal to driving, but it's not equal to a doctorate.
Your idea.
It's equal to driving. It's not equal to brain surgery. If it was equal to brain surgery, I'd say yeah.
Let them. Logic.
Unfortunately, do you have a driver's license?
Yes,
you do.
Yes,
I know you do, but that doesn't mean that you're capable of brain surgery. I would never let you do brain surgery. I'd have to kill you first if you attempted brain surgery. Do you understand what I just said?
The absurd.
If you tried to attempt brain surgery, Rob, I'd have to drop you.
That's why I made the absurd point.
If you tried brain surgery, I'd drop you. So you didn't make a good point.
Well, wait. What do you mean you drop him? Tell you what, why don't you hang on? Rob, I tell you what, hang on, Rob, because we didn't give you enough time. Hang on. And we'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we'll be back with this discussion of immigrant rights, immigrant labor rights. Should their ID suffice as a driver's license, since driver's licenses are held by Americans and we don't drive any better than Mexicans do? That's what Bobby and Steve Dooley are saying here. I have to tell you, the tone of that right there sounds racist. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Just kidding. Phil Henry Show.
What?
Phil Henry. Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.